Pillar 1. Native spirituality, respecting all people equally, working together as a family, working with yourself, knowing that you are related to every living thing. You don't worship the spirits, the wind, the sun, the stars, the plants, the animals, etc. You are related to them, and you work with them. General B. Grant. I was a college student attending a Unitarian Universalist church for the first time when I was introduced to the notion of seeing the divinity in nature. It was one of those moments where the idea was both absolutely new and wonderful, and also something you've known since before you were born. It struck me deeply that the reason I always took walks in nature when I was upset, or the reason I went to sit by the river whenever I just needed to get away from my own young angst, was because that is where God was. For most of my life, peace in nature has been instantaneous and effortless, and I now saw the reason why. As an adult in my 30s, I was invited to South Dakota one summer to be a guest at Sundance, the American Indian annual celebration of renewal. For many tribes across North America, this ceremony is the most important of the year. It is an opportunity for the dancers to offer a personal sacrifice as a prayer to benefit their family or community. Nature was a vital and respected presence during the ceremony. A fire was built at the start of the dance and kept continuously burning for the entire 8 days. Considered a gift from Great Spirit, fire serves as a messenger between humans and God. Sweat lodges were also performed each day for purification, refuge, and healing. All participants camped on the prairie, and each day were dedicated to singing and dancing, praise, thanksgiving, and prayer. I left my comfort zone in order to participate in something that few people have or will ever see. I felt compelled to leave behind what I knew in order to get closer to nature and understand more deeply the connection between prayer, nature, and the divine. When I first arrived at the property, at almost 10 p.m., the sun was still setting because it was the summer solstice and we were so far north. The daylight hours would come to seem almost infinite. It was an instantly calming moment. Each dancer and supporter was asked to bring their prayer to the dance circle each day. You danced in the sacred space with your prayer in your head and asked for guidance. The first morning, part of my prayer was, "Open my heart." My prayer was answered. As I danced, deep wells of feeling were churning and swirling and being stirred. It was all coming out with the movement of the dance, the beat of the drumming, my bare feet pounding the dirt, and the voices of the singers. Over the course of 8 days, I never set foot inside a building or any other man-made structure, aside from the sweat lodge. I began to rise and sleep with the sun, adjust my eating schedule to the hot and cool of the day, feel grounded, centered, and solid, and even began to naturally sink to the movements and thoughts of the people around me, anticipating their words and needs, and finding they could do the same for me. On the last night, with the anticipation of leaving in the morning, I couldn't sleep. I got up and walked out into the vast prairie, away from camp and other people. The sky was luminous and alive with stars. I had never seen so many, and had never seen them so bright. I lay there, stargazing, meditating, praying for several hours, and eventually fell asleep there under the stars. It remains the most peaceful and connected moment of my life.